Hey everybody, this is Sophie and welcome to episode 131 of the Big Boo Cast. This episode is actually a continuation of the conversation that Melanie and I were having on episode 130. We just kept talking. So you're going to hear Melanie share one of her favorite discoveries in these recent days. You're going to hear about a return to frankincense oil in Melanie's life. And just some other random stuff. Before we get to all of that though, I want to tell you about one of our very favorite things, FabFitFun. Y'all, FabFitFun, plain and simple, is a blast. It's a seasonal subscription box with regular full-size products. Beauty products, fitness, fashion, lifestyle products. It retails for $49.99, but it always has a value of over $200. And the winter editor's box is available now, y'all. And it is so good. You don't want to miss it. It is like Christmas, first of all. I like to get my FabFitFun box. I like to take it in the kitchen. I like to put it on the countertop. I like to open it slowly. I like to go through it and see what's in there. I like to try all the things. Recently, I have discovered the Thrive Cosmetics Brilliant Eye Brightener, which is a fantastic product. And your FabFitFun box might have skincare from Glam Glow or Dr. Brandt or Anthropologie. It might have fashion items from Free People or Michael Stars or Trina Turk. It might have beauty products from Tarte or Beauty Blender or Zoya. It's just the best. And this winter editor's box, y'all, it has a knit throw in it. It has an exfoliating scrub from Kate Somerville. So much fun stuff that's in there. And here's the best part. With the promo code BIGBOO, if you go to FabFitFun.com and you use the promo code BIGBOO, you get 40% off your first box, which means it's only $29.99. So go to FabFitFun.com, use the promo code BIGBOO, and get 40% off your first box. Such a deal. You're going to enjoy it so much, and you deserve to treat yourself. Alrighty, y'all. As always, we are so glad that you're here with us. Remember, if you are here, you're home. And we love you being home here. Here we go with episode 131. Hey, everybody, this is Sophie. This is Big Mama.
Hey, it's Melanie. It's Big Mama.
And this is part two of the conversation that we started a few days ago.
Now, I'm going to tell you something I'm going to take a complete left turn. Product that I bought for myself back in October that I keep meaning to put on my Insta stories every time I use it because I have been so pleased with it. And you're going to laugh because it's so out of character for me to necessarily buy something like this.
I'm so intrigued, by the way. I almost don't want you to tell me because I just want to sit here and be intrigued.
I know. I'm telling you, it is so I read about it on a blog. Somebody had posted like, what's a great, like inexpensive purchase, like that has changed your life. And this was one of the things that people mentioned and several people mentioned it. And I was like, I am going to get that. Cause I think it was like $13. It is called the Vidalia Onion Chopper from Amazon. Do you know about this?
Hold on a second. I literally just did a double take with my head because that is so not where I thought you were going. I was ready for an eye cream. For a dry shampoo. I was ready for something that you rub on the ends of your hair on when it's second day to give it some body. There was no vegetable on my mind. There was certainly no kitchen apparatus on my mind. Vidalia onion chopper. Continue.
The Chop Wizard. So the Vidalia Chop Wizard, it has to have been an As Seen on TV product at some point. It has all the makings of an As Seen. But I will tell you that it, And I don't mean to overstate this. It has revolutionized my joy in the kitchen when I cook.
What do you even mean?
Okay, so it's going to be hard for me to describe it. We'll link to it. But it's essentially a plastic container that's kind of oblong shaped. And then it has different plastic inserts that you put on it that have a metal grid. So you can do a larger grid or a smaller grid, depending on how fine you want your vegetables chopped. And then it has a plastic thing that you pound down and it slices a whole onion. Like you have to
cut it. I see it.
Are you seeing it?
I see it. Yeah, I just Googled it.
But the part of me that has this a little bit of obsessive whatever it is so pleased with myself for my perfectly uniform chunks of celery, carrot, onion, tomato, jalapeno, whatever it is I'm cooking. It's just brilliant. And it's so fast. And then that little plastic receptacle at the bottom, when you turn it to the side, has a measuring cup. So if you need a cup of onion chopped, you just zhurp, like slam it down. And then you look and you're like, oh, there's my cup of onion.
That's the real genius right there. That plastic part underneath, that's the real genius. Because everybody's had an onion chopper or something like that. But the thing, you could feasibly use this product and never touch your onion.
That is what I'm saying. Now, I will say you still have to cut your onion.
You have to peel it. Sure. Okay.
You have to peel it and you have to cut it. And I've really learned like it does better if you do it like in quarters, you know, like if you'll cut it like at least in like just four quarters and then do a quarter at a time. But it eliminates all that little bitty like chop, chop, chop. And like what size am I going to get my pieces? And do I have a big piece or whatever? I mean, and you just do one thing and it's like, and I'm going to tell you what it makes. A dream is making like some pico de gallo because everything is the same size. Like your tomatoes are all the same size. Your onions are all the same size. Your jalapenos are all the same size. And it's so quick. So like when I was making gumbo and all that stuff over Christmas, I'm telling you, it has been a game changer for me.
I bet you have said out loud. I bet you have said out loud when you've used this, I'm so delighted with this product. I'm so delighted with my onion chopper. Does everyone see my onion chopper? I'm so pleased with this product.
I am. I'm like, it is so, and it feels there's something satisfying about like just that you just pound that plastic part down and like, bam, like, and then all of a sudden you're like, and there's all my cut up onion. Mm-hmm. I mean, I cannot recommend it enough. And then, so then you've got the little grid. And so then it comes with like a little comb because you kind of have to comb through the little to get little pieces out, but it's easy to clean. You can put it in the dishwasher. I know this sounds like a paid advertisement. It is not. I'm just telling you, I've been meaning to mention it forever because I got it back in October and I can't even tell you how much I love it.
It sounds like it's fantastic. It just sounds fantastic.
And I've just never been like a food processor person. I don't know why, but I like the uniform chunks because I don't have to worry about, do I accidentally puree it? Did I get it too fine? Is it too goopy? It's like, it's perfect.
You know, so. I like to chop. Like that's one of my favorite things is to chop things. I don't know why. Okay. I just enjoy it. But I will say it's very troubling when you like to chop and something goes awry and your pieces don't turn out. Like they're not similar sized. So I feel like for something like a gumbo or something like that, where you need, or like when I make like dried black beans, when I cook those, and that's a lot of, you put a lot of vegetables in there. Like how nice that it's all uniform. What a joy.
Yeah. Yeah. And that you can do like when I'm doing my gumbo and I don't need like precise measurements, but I just know I need onion, celery, and bell pepper. I can just do it all. And then it's all in that container. Like I can do all three, boom, boom, boom. And then I just dump that whole container into my roux or whatever. Well, so
we will put a link to that too.
Yeah. I've really enjoyed it. So the Vidalia onion chopper, I had no idea, but it's changed my life.
I'm so interested that it's a Vidalia onion chopper and not just an onion chopper, like that we've specified this is for Vidalia onions. It's interesting.
I wondered if maybe somebody like some Vidalia onion connoisseur developed it in her kitchen.
A Georgian. If somebody from Georgia just was like,
That's what I thought. I've given it a backstory that's probably what happened. That's how it originated. And she said, oh, what? And somebody said, what is that? And they said, well, that's my Vidalia onion chopper.
That's my Vidalia onion chopper. You know, mm-hmm. my aunt, well, you don't know this, but I'm about to tell you, Choxy, my aunt.
Yeah.
God rest her soul. Loved to, she and Mama both occasionally, but Choxy especially, she would get Vidalia onions and she would chop off the ends and then she would kind of hollow them out just a little bit. And then she would put butter inside that. And then she would salt and pepper them and she would bake those suckers in. And that would be a side dish. And it was, I'm going to tell you what, that's some fine eating too. They're delicious. Oh, yeah. But she would, bake a Vidalia onion and they were so good. Oh, they were so good.
That sounds really good. So now here's another product, and you and I have talked about this and I still don't have one, and I would love to hear people's thoughts on them because I feel like I hear about them more and more, and you're the first person that ever mentioned it to me, is I really have been debating the weighted blanket.
Oh, listen, I had a conversation with somebody not too long ago. We were talking about the weighted blanket and they had gotten weighted blankets mm-hmm. for their family members for Christmas. And anyway, this person was saying like that I might not like it because I like to kick my leg out, like that it's a whole thing, mm-hmm. that, like, you know, mm-hmm. but I will tell you that last week I had to go buy, I had to go buy David and me a new comforter, and I got a box stitch comforter that's just got a little, it was just a little bit more weight to it than what we had. Mm-hmm. And I slept so well that first night with that, just with the weight of that comforter. And I thought, oh, this is just a sampling of what an actual weighted blanket mm-hmm. would be like. You know, mm-hmm. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I feel like you would commit all the way to one of those.
Yeah. That's kind of more and more. That's how I'm feeling. Cause I feel like now that it's wintertime and, you know, we keep it so cold in our bedroom, but so now I'm sleeping with the sheet and then I have a cotton blanket and then I have my down comforter with a flannel duvet. So it's, mm-hmm. I mean, I don't, it's not 15 pounds worth of weight. It's probably 5 pounds worth of weight. I've just wondered if it's going to be too heavy. Am I going to feel claustrophobic? But I don't know. I really am tempted because I feel like everybody that has one says they sleep so much better.
Here's my thing with you. Well, here's why I don't necessarily think you'd feel claustrophobic. You sleep okay. surrounded by 79 pillows.
That's true.
Like,
that is true.
You essentially create a pillow wall for yourself every night and then nestle yourself in. You really kind of make two walls and you nestle yourself in between.
Yeah.
So that is true. I don't necessarily think it would deter in any way from what you've got going on sleep wise.
Yeah. Yeah. You make a good point. You make a good point. So that, yeah. So maybe that's,
as a person who has shared countless pillows with you in,
yes.
in many different cities and in some foreign land, I feel like you like to be hemmed in when you sleep.
I do. Mm-hmm. I do. So maybe I would like the weighted blanket on top of it. Yeah. So anyway, if anybody has any recommendations on, because I feel like here's the other problem is there's so many of them out there now
right.
that I don't know which one. It's like, I need what's a good one? Because I certainly don't want to get one because you read different reviews and some of them say, oh, the beads shift and they mm-hmm. don't stay put. Mm-hmm. So it's like, I need to make sure if I'm going to do it, I need to do it right. Mm-hmm. So I don't want some hack weighted blanket. I want like the real thing.
Right. Right. Somebody who's taken a Target blanket and sewn some quarters in there. You want that?
I don't want that one. I don't want that one. Somebody put some pinto beans inside of a duvet.
Listen. Oh,
goodness. I need a real deal. So.
Okay,
that's what's been on my mind.
Okay, that's been on your mind. And then there was something else I was going to tell you. Oh, hold on. It was some skincare something.
Oh, well, you know, that just perked me up.
I know, but now I can't think of what it was.
Okay.
I don't know.
I'll tell you that I've been back to adding a little drop of frankincense to my primrose oil. I mean, not my primrose, but my rose oil.
Have you been watching 80s videos? Is that what made you do it?
That's why I did it. Of course, look, you know me so well. You know me so well.
You did a video and she mentioned that she put frankincense on her face, which immediately reminded me of you. You saw the same video and you went, I'll go back to you, frankincense.
That's right. That's right. I'm going to give you a try because I've seen Edie's skin in person. It's not even just a good filter. Her skin looks good in person.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's, and I mean, granted, now she also eats pretty healthy and she has a lot of vegetables and stuff like that. So that could also be part of my problem. But I don't know. When she mentioned it again, I thought, you know what? I've got some frankincense. I'm going to start putting that back on my face.
Okay. So, you know, I'm not like a, like I have oils and stuff, but I'm not like a, I don't use oils for a lot other than to make my house smell good and then to help me a little bit when I have a cold or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I'm fascinated by Edie's videos. Like and we're talking about our friend Edie Wadsworth, who does Young Living oils and all that kind of stuff. I don't know if you saw the video. And Edie's so easy to listen to. Like she's just, you know, she's just, it's like you sat down with your neighbor and she's just kind of telling you what she's been doing, what she's got going on. She's so personable. Mm-hmm. But one day before she was getting ready to go to Atlanta, I think with one of her daughters, she seemed to have a little bit of a cold or something. And when she laid out, do you remember this? Did you watch this?
You know I did.
When she laid out everything that she was going to take, ingest, like all the natural products she was going to use to fight off that cold. That's one of the most fascinating things I've ever seen in my life. I was like,
I know.
I was fascinated. And then I'll be doggone. The next day, she did a video from when she was in Atlanta. Yeah. She was not sick anymore.
No, it fixed her. It all fixed of that. Her. It fixed her. Uh-huh. That's what I'm saying. That is what I'm saying. The whole thing is fascinating to me. Like she took her stuff and drank her drinks and used her oil and did all that stuff and like burned a chicken and like the whole thing. Like, just, she's good as new.
Oh, but she had all the supplements and the things. I mean, like I was fascinated. So
I know. It really, but here's my whole thing. And this, I feel like so many things in my life fall under this category. I would really love to get into all that if somebody would just sit here and do it for me.
Oh,
you know what I mean? Yes. Like if I were like Oprah and I could be like, I just want to hire an oils technician, you know, that like your job in the morning was to like, give me the oil that I need to drink and the supplement I need to drink and then rub whichever ones on my head that I need to have or whatever. But it's too much for me. I'm like, that's one more thing that I can't, it's too much for me to think about. Like I love it in theory, but it's a lot.
Yeah, it's a lot. Okay. Now, speaking of reasons why we will never learn about things like that are actually sort of informative and helpful. Did I ever tell you about the YouTube rabbit hole I went down over Christmas holidays?
Oh.
Okay. All right.
Oh, I can't wait.
I don't know how I got here. I don't know how I got here. All I know is that when I mentioned it at school, when I got back from the Christmas break, I said, y'all, I watched some YouTube videos by a girl named Sophia. And they were all like, Sophia Nygaard. Yes, ma'am. Uh-huh. Okay. I've seen all her videos. So I happened upon a YouTube star is what I'm going to tell you, which, as you know, is such a thing. And it's hard for me to wrap my brain around that. Like it's, but I'm going to tell you what that, and you're writing a book too. So, you know, my attention span right now cannot handle like a full television program.
No.
So for me to open up YouTube and it has selected things that it thinks I might like, I'm happy to watch all of those 6-minute things. Like I'm happy, you know, whatever you want to put before. So, and my YouTube feed looks like a bunch of people singing different songs from Dear Evan Hansen. I usually get a bunch of Mississippi State stuff in there. You know, I mean, like it's just, it's really a reflection of my real life. So I find the Sophia Nygaard, who I don't know how old she is. I don't know her story except that she used to work for BuzzFeed. I know she just got engaged. She did. I just appreciate this level of commitment in a person. She did a video where she went to, and by the way, when I mentioned this at school, the girls again were like, "Yes, ma'am, I have seen that." So I'm just telling you what the kids are into, y'all.
Okay, I do feel like I've heard Caroline say this name.
Okay, she went to Bath & Body Works and she bought every candle. She bought every single candle at Bath & Body Works. She bought 170-something candles.
Wow.
She took them home and she used a melon scoop. Listen, oh. Welcome to the 21st century, everyone. She took a melon scoop. She took a scoop out of every candle and she put it in a pot. Oh. And then she melted all those scoops. She was just curious about what it would smell like. Like, oh, she called it a Franken candle. And
okay.
And listen, she's done it with her eyeshadow. She's done it with her lipstick. She's done it with her shiny lip glosses, where she just takes, and then she makes something new. So she scoops out of this 100 and however many candles.
Mm-hmm.
She melts them down. She pours them into a huge glass container, puts some wicks mm-hmm. in, and then she burns it. And then she analyzes what the scent profile is. I'm here to tell you that in America, you can be anything. Like,
yeah.
You can be anything. You can scoop melon ball sized pieces out of every candle at Bath and Body Works. You can melt them down and millions of people will tune in to see what that thing turned out like. It's fascinating.
That is fascinating. So was she pleased with the results?
She said it was interesting. I don't want to spoil it for anybody because really is a joy that everybody needs to acquaint themselves with on their own terms.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
When you have time, when it's, you don't need to rush through it. You need to go through the process with Sophia Nygaard that I don't know. But yeah. But it's fascinating. Like,
okay, well, this is like, maybe a real time killer for me tomorrow when I'm trying to write. So
she took all her highlighters, like her highlighters yes. that she wears, and mixed them together to get a Franken highlighter. Like, so I just want to say that, like, I don't know how you find your way into this line of work, but kudos to you, Sophia Nygaard. Like,
yeah. I mean, that
thank
is-
you.
Who knew? I mean, but listen, yeah, you can be anything you want to be. And yeah, well, that is just fascinating.
And then like she does stuff like, she buys everything that's in a storage unit, like an abandoned storage unit, and then goes mm-hmm. through it and she films it. And then millions of people watch. It's the most random thing. So I'm going to look, okay, let me see what it's playing. Her music's playing. Okay, so one video is I wore thigh-high Uggs for a week. That's a video.
Okay.
And I'm here to tell you that video has been viewed 5.5 million times.
Stop. That's not your line. That's not even.
No, I'm not. I'm not lying.
Oh, my God.
The melting every candle from Bath and Body Works together uh-huh. has been uh-huh. viewed 12 million times. I'm going to tell you that she knows what's going on way more than you and I do. Like, well, she's got her finger on the pulse of this country.
I mean,
here we are. Like, we're sitting here trying to write books, trying to, like, struggling, like, in it, trying to eke out some meager offering that will be published. She's scooping out the Bath and Body Works candles. She knows what's up. She knows what the people want. I don't want to read words.
Listen,
I didn't. I wanted to watch her melt the candles together. Oh, it's fantastic. I mean, I really, like, I was on almost a high from it. Like, I told everybody about it for about 2 days that I would run into. Like, y'all don't have any idea about this girl who's melted the candles together.
I can't.
I mean, it's fantastic. So
you know,
really,
how there's a moment in life that just really crystallized for you. Like, I've been doing this all wrong.
Yes, I've been doing this all wrong. Hey, y'all, it's Sophie, all by myself in the middle of the podcast because I want to tell you about a couple of things. Here's the first thing: Green Chef. Green Chef is a USDA certified organic company that makes eating well easy and affordable with plans to fit every kind of lifestyle. Green Chef lets you choose from a wide array of easy to follow lifestyles with select organic ingredients. The recipes are quick and easy with step-by-step instructions with chef tips and photos to guide you along. Everything is hand-picked and it's delivered right to your door. With Green Chef, it's easy to eat well and discover new recipes every week that you'll love to cook, and you can switch up your meal plan whenever you're ready to try a new way to eat. The meal plans include paleo, vegan, vegetarian, pescatarian, Mediterranean, heart smart, lean and clean, keto, gluten-free, and omnivore. With Green Chef's wide variety of high-quality, clean ingredients, you can feel great about what you're eating and how it got to your table. Y'all, I was so fascinated when we recently got our first Green Chef shipment because it's all right there. They have selected all the ingredients for you. The meat is in the same package. You don't have to do any shopping at all. We actually had all the stuff for something called chorizo spiced chicken tacos. Y'all, did you know you can make taco shells out of cheese? I had no idea. It had a jicama slaw. When do I ever cook with jicama? Never. But it's all right there. It's portioned for you. It's easy to prepare and it's delicious. Kind of a hard combo to beat. So, if you would like to try Green Chef, here's what you do. You go to greenchef.us/bigboo and get $50 off your first box. Again, go to greenchef.us/bigboo and get $50 off your first box. It's so great to have access to so many healthier options. And it's also great to be able to get supper on the table relatively quickly at the end of a long day. I think y'all will love it. Here's the second thing I want to mention to y'all. Simple contacts. Listen, there are a million things demanding your time. Contact lenses should not be one of them. And Simple Contacts lets you renew your prescription and reorder your contacts from anywhere in minutes. So if you're on your couch, you can reorder your contacts. If you're in an airport, you can reorder your contacts. If you're at your office, guess what? You can reorder your contacts. The doctor's office is now wherever you are. It's so simple, y'all. The Simple Contacts Vision Test is self-guided. It takes less than 5 minutes. It takes so much less time than if you have to make an appointment and get to the eye doctor, take time off, sit in the waiting room. This test is designed by ophthalmologists and a licensed doctor reviews every test. So you can skip the office visit, but not the care. The reviews for Simple Contacts speak for themselves. Simple Contacts has been rated 5 stars over 5,000 times on the App Store. And you can text with the support team and always get to speak with a person if you need some help. Simple Contacts has all the brands and types of lenses you're familiar with, so you don't have to shop around. And the vision test is only $20. Plus, the contact lens prices are unbeatable. Standard shipping is free. And best of all, we have a special promotion for our listeners of the Big Boo Cast. Y'all, I did not understand how this could work, but sure enough, I stood right here in my office. I took a vision test. Somebody looked over that vision test. They confirmed my prescription and my contacts were on the way. Really is a time saver. So for $20 off your first Simple Contacts order, so all you have to do, you go to simplecontacts.com/bigboo20 or use the promo code bigboo20 at checkout. That's simplecontacts.com/bigboo20 or enter the promo code bigboo20 at checkout for $20 off your first Simple Contacts order. Now, this is not a replacement for your periodic full eye health exam. We all need to be getting those, but this is a great way to make sure that your prescription is accurate and to renew your contact lens orders. I'm a fan. Alrighty, y'all, here we go. Back to episode 131. I'm going to tell you the other rabbit hole I've gone down, and I know you need to go pick up Caroline from soccer.
Oh, she just texted. She's got a ride home. So.
Oh, perfect. Okay. Alex has a ride home from lacrosse. The other rabbit hole I have gone down is Architectural Digest has, and I just saw one that I have not seen before, which is Chrissy Teigen and John Legend's New York City home.
Oh.
Where they go into celebrities' homes, and then the celebrities give you a tour of their home. Now, I don't think my head gets turned much by a celebrity.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Except of course, for Sophia Nygaard. But
well, because the candles.
But the houses, like seeing the houses, fascinating. Mm-hmm. It is absolutely fascinating. So all I'm saying is I have found some things that appeal to my personality. So I love the Architectural Digest videos. I love the Sophia Nygaard videos. And then there's another thing where it's like, here's what $2,500 will get you in New York City. They're New York City apartment tours. And again, it's fascinating. So listen, all I'm going to say is maybe at the end of this book, I just need to say thank you to the following YouTube videos for providing encouragement and relaxation during this book writing process.
Yeah. That's my new go-to for sure.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to tell you it's, the candle thing. It's going to, you especially, how you will, like, you are going to be all over it. I can't believe I didn't tell you about it, but it was just one night and yeah, it's something else. Okay. Here's one. I bought the first five things YouTube recommended to me as one of her videos, and it has 9.1 million views.
You are kidding me. I just...
So why can't we do... We shopped for sneakers on Zencaster call.
That's
Tune
right.
in, everyone. Tune in.
Tune in. And listen, mm-hmm. all 35 of you who are listening, we appreciate you being here. I mean...
We really do.
Seriously. Okay, I just looked her up. She's got 7 million subscribers.
Yes, ma'am. So somebody said at some point when I was talking about this, how did she afford all those candles? I was like, y'all, she has 7 million YouTube subscribers. Yeah. The candles are not an issue. No. I can assure you.
No. Mm-mm. She's making some coin with her YouTube videos.
Mm-hmm. Well, yes. Good for her. Rock on, Sophia Nygaard.
Good for her. I'm going to go see if I can continue to bleed over my keyboard and write this book. That's what I'm going to do.
So how's it going? How's the book going?
I think I officially reached, I actually am going to send you later, but I wanted to read your stuff first. I think I'm pretty much at the halfway mark. I'm halfway finished.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah, yeah. I'm trying not to think about that. I still have a whole other half to write, but I'm about halfway finished. So, and how that goes, I'm halfway finished, assuming that the half that I've already written doesn't turn out to be total garbage.
Right, right. It's not garbage. I've read it. It's not garbage.
Well, you haven't read the most recent. So what about you? You're close and yours is really, I do have to say, it really is good. I like it.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm close. I've written another chapter that you have not written, but you know me, I have to go back through that thing and rearrange it.
Yeah, I get that. I get that.
So I'm working on rearranging that one. And then I think I have, so then I'm going to write a short chapter. I told you today what that short chapter is going to be about.
Yeah.
And then, I don't know, I've got about 8,000 ish words left. So I'm probably a short, maybe either two short chapters and a long chapter away from being finished, or a short chapter and a long chapter. I don't know. I don't know what it's going to be. I don't know, but about 8,000 words.
Okay. That's exciting. I feel like that's the end in sight. I feel like that's where you could start writing and you could get there before you know it.
Well, there's something. Yeah, there is something that happened. Like this last chapter, the one that I'm rearranging right now, I wrote really fast and I'm not a fast writer, but it had been in my head long enough at this point that I was kind of like, okay, I sort of know where I'm going with this. So I don't know. This has been the trickiest book for me.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, but we'll see.
Well, I think it's coming together really well.
Thank you.
I think that's mine. I just sent, and I'll send it to you in a little bit. I'll send you the link that I'm working on, but it was funny because I sent it to Lisa, I guess yesterday. I sent her and she hadn't read it yet, but I was like, I still don't know. So I'm halfway through, but I still have no idea what order any of this is going to go in.
I'm exactly the same with this one. And, you know, I have had a title for every book, like before I even started writing the book.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a title for my next book I'm going to write, but I don't have a title for this one. I have changed the title probably at least 7 times.
Okay. Well,
but here's what I'm coming back to. This is what I was going to say. Do you remember there's a title that I told you about a long time ago that was a typo that I put in my phone.
I know exactly what you're talking about. Yes. And that's so funny that you say that. I'm sitting here holding my finger up in the air because I'm so excited. But I was reading what Lisa's notes on yours were, and I was thinking about that title when I was
seeing the
theme that she pulled out. Yes. And I wondered if you had thought of it.
I did this weekend. I had not thought about it at all for this book. And then this weekend when I was writing in the infirmary, because I wrote in the infirmary Saturday afternoon, I was like, oh, this may be that book. This may be that book.
I think it is. I think it is, because I had that exact thought. I promise you, last night when I went back to reread and I was looking at like what Lisa had said about kind of themes and whatever, and that's the first thing I thought of. I thought, she's never used that. And I love that title.
Okay, that may be it then.
Yeah,
I like it.
Yeah, I like it.
Yay!
Because I think that you can use that title, and then I think you can use what she's talking about as a theme somewhere in the subtitle, and it all fits together.
Well, and I don't mind saying this, because I even said this when I was at Jamie Ivey's Happy Hour Live. Mm-hmm. Like, you know that this book, I wanted to call it Burn It All Down.
Yes.
Which doesn't really sound hopeful. It doesn't necessarily feel like you're being called to higher and better necessarily.
Yes.
Which is kind of a whole thing in this book about being called to higher and better. And so I do think that the title that you and I'm not trying to be vague. I just have to settle it before I can say what it is. And, but I do think that title is like, I do think it calls you a little bit to something. So that's why I like it. And I tend to like, I don't know.
Yeah.
So I think we're on the same page.
Yeah.
Yay.
Okay. Yeah. I like it. I like it. Yeah. I think that's good. See, there you go. So look at that. You've given me something to watch. I've got multiple things to watch. You've got a title for your book.
I'm just here to help us all be smarter. It's really that, if there's any calling on my life, it is that I want to help us all be smarter.
That's right.
And occasionally spend 30 minutes watching somebody melt some candle wax. I don't know really what else.
Yeah.
We could all want.
I mean, I can't think of anything I want more than that. So I'm sold. I feel like my evening is complete. This has all been very worthwhile.
I'm so glad. So glad.
Okay.
We have anything else we need to cover?
I don't think so. I think I'm going to go help Perry get ready for his meeting, because he's got to get dressed up. So I got to go figure out what tie he's supposed to wear. That's always my job. Okay. So that's what I got on docket before I watch Sophia Nygaard melt a bunch of wax before it's 12 million and one viewers on YouTube.
Okay. Well, we'll put links up for everything for y'all. And listen, this is going to end up being a two-part episode. Well, that doesn't matter. I don't have to say that now Okay. So anyway, all right. So we'll talk to y'all later.
Okay. Bye, everybody.
Bye.